This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
I'm very excited, Jono. We've got a guest on the line.
We do. Please make welcome our first guest this weekend, Jessica Braithwaite. Hello, Jessica.
Oh, and the crowd goes wild.
We've got a crowd here in the studio, Jessica.
I can feel the vibe. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Oh, it's so camp and fabulous here at Joy 94.9. So we have a rent crowd for our guests. It's fantastic.
Mate, I'm wearing a sparkly Christmas hat as I'm talking to you right now, so I'm all about that.
Ah, bring on the glitter and the Christmas glam, Jessica. Thank you for joining us. It's great to have you on air. Jessica, we've been asking our listeners this morning, what would you like for Christmas? So before we get onto the wonderful Christmas song you've got, let's tell us, what would you like for Christmas?
Well, I can tell you that all I want for Christmas is a sleep-in. I have a 9-month-old baby, and yes, I love her. She's beautiful and she's adorable. She wakes up at about 5:15 every morning, and I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to just have, this is not sounding very rock star at all, but like a sleep-in and a cup of tea and like 20 minutes in the sun just reading a book. I would be in heaven.
We're totally on that page with you, actually. Jono and I were talking just before the show this morning. It's like, we just want to rest. It's been a long year. We're slowly crawling to Christmas Day.
I know. Like, it's kind of like we're, like, limping to the finish line. It's like, we can do it. We can get there, everybody.
So, Jessica, I don't know how you fit in a young family as well as having a proper job. And then you've produced one of the most fun Christmas songs we've heard in ages. Tell us all about it.
I'm so thankful that you said that, and I love that, you know, it is a fun Christmas song, and I just kind of, it's so funny, like I was sitting on my lounge room floor with my guitar, and I was just thinking about how much I really love Christmas. I'm going to write a song about how much I love Christmas, and like I know it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it sort of seems a bit of a daggy thing to do, like when musicians release Christmas songs, but I'm like, I already know I'm not cool, so I don't have to worry about that. I'm just going to put this out, have a heap of fun with it. And I think, like, you know, you said having like the family and the job and everything, like it is really full on and it is really busy, but when you're doing something that kind of excites you, and like we dance around the, you know, the house to this song, my little boy is 3 and he is really excited for Christmas as well. So it kind of feels like it's part of the whole fun experience.
So how did it all kind of happen? Because, of course, many people will be very familiar with you, with your work as the weather person on Channel 9. And then there's this other side to you that maybe people are less aware about. So what came first, kind of television presenting or music?
Yeah, I've always... Music has always been there. That's definitely my first passion. Like, not always in a performing sense, but, you know, often sort of more in like a pass the guitar around a campfire kind of a sense. It's always been a big part of our family. Like, music has always been everything. And, you know, then I'm also really passionate about weather and the environment and climate. And so I love, you know, my job as a TV presenter. But yeah, sort of, I guess some people are sort of starting to figure out now that it's the same. I'm the same person. Like, some people know me as Jessica, you know, the weather girl. I was going to say weather girl, weather lady, weather presenter. And then, you know, other people know me as the singer. And then people are like, oh, wait a minute, it's the same person. We're onto you.
You know what I love about that too is that I think that so often in our lives, you know, especially as we kind of go into our professional lives, people like to box you and go like, that's what you do. That's your lane.
Yes.
You have to stick to it. But I think, I mean, if COVID's taught us anything, we all have to just do whatever we can for as long as we can and do what we love and break those molds down. Would you agree with that?
I couldn't have put it better. Like, it's almost as if, like, you already knew me when you said, like, that's exactly what happened to me. Because I thought, like, so when COVID started, I hadn't released any solo music. So this was 2 years ago. And I thought, oh, if I put out music, people are going to think, like, they might take the mickey out of me a bit because I'm a TV presenter. They're going to be like, oh, the weather girl thinks she can sing. Do you know what I mean? Like, because... You can't do two things, or people might be confused. And then, like, COVID happened, and exactly what you just said, I was like, I don't want to just sit in my little box and keep my song secret on my computer. I'm just going to be me and put this out there. And, I mean, the way it's worked out is that it's been wonderful and people have really, you know, joyfully received this music, and it's just been the most amazing experience. So I'm glad I did, but it was scary at the time.
Mm.
So, Jesse, it's Paul again. It does sound like one of those songs that you've always known. It's got the wonderful melody. It's got the jingle bells. But tell us how we put it together, because this is also an amazing story just about an international collaboration, which I just think is astounding.
I know. It's so funny. So it's pretty crazy, because I had decided, you know how I was telling you how I want to sleep in and I'm a bit tired? I had decided not to put out a Christmas song this year. And I was like, no, I've just, you know, because as an independent musician, it's really tiring doing everything yourself. And I was like, oh, I just need a break. And then what happened is we have this big thing called the Adelaide Christmas Pageant with Channel 9. It's this huge event that everyone gets around, like hundreds of thousands of people. They all, this massive big thing. And they had heard that I'd written a Christmas song, and they said, you know, do you reckon you could get it ready in time for the pageant? And I said, oh, that's about a week away. I reckon I could record it in that time. And then I called the distributor, and he said, no. If you want to get it up onto Spotify in time for Saturday, you need to get this song to me in 72 hours. And I was like, ah, oh my God.
Gosh.
I rang this music producer that I'd worked with in LA before. His name's Stuart Brawley. He's this huge, like, producer to the stars, basically. He's worked with Celine Dion and Cher and Barbara Streisand. But the thing is, I remembered about him when I was working with him that he really loves Christmas too, because I was working with him in April and he was telling me about his Christmas life display. And I remember thinking at the time, oh my God, this guy really likes Christmas. He's the guy to call. So I messaged him and I was like, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. I know, but you know, do you want to do a Christmas song? And we've only got 72 hours. And he's like, yep, let's do it. He gets on the phone and he just starts calling. So the next thing, we had like the singers from Disney and Glee were coming into the studio in LA to put down the vocals. We had the drummer from Tears for Fears, who was a big 80s rock, you know, hero group. He got into a studio in Canada and put the drums down. We had like this former child actor come in LA and put the bass down. And then I went in while they were asleep here in Australia, recorded my vocals all through the night, got them done just in time, sent them back to Stuart in LA so that when he woke up, he could keep working on the song. And we got it done with 20 minutes to spare. We got it uploaded like just in time. We said it was our own little Christmas miracle.
Wow, that is just phenomenal.
I can't even, like, it's so crazy that I actually can't even believe it myself that we pulled it off. Like, when I woke up in that morning and I looked at Spotify and I could see the song sitting there, and I'm just like, I literally, you know, I made the cover for the photo, like the album art on Photoshop with my brother a couple of nights before over dinner, and I was just like, I can't believe I'm even looking at this. I can't believe this has worked.
And such an amazing bunch of performers as well, John. I mean, trying to bag that many people on your record is just phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's just an absolute example of how, you know, I think when people in the arts decide they're going to do something, you know, creative people decide they're going to do something, you will literally move heaven and earth to get it done. And that's exactly what's happened to you.
I think that's so spot on. And it's like kind of like we share a bond, you know, us creatives and our musicians are, oh, you want to do a crazy Christmas collaboration across three countries for 72 hours? No worries. We'll help you with that. Like, it's just one of those, I don't know, we share that connection across genres. And I think, like, now this will sound really corny, but I think the fact that it was Christmas, you know, it's almost like the Christmas spirit kind of brought us together to help make it happen.
I think you're totally right there, Jessica. I think everyone loves a good Christmas song. And the reason we got you on today as well is because it's made the Joy Daytime playlist. So our music team were very quick to send out a message this week to say, we got this amazing, fantastic new Christmassy song. And then when I heard it, I thought, that's fantastic. So congratulations on getting on the Joy rotation. It's a really big thing for us here at Joy when we get a new artist onto our playlist. So congratulations for that one.
No, thank you. And it's a big thing for me too. I love it. Like, I've always loved listening to Joy, and it's my brother's favourite station as well. And when I got that email, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Just thinking about it, you know, going out across the airwaves and people being able to listen to it and enjoy it. So I'm thrilled. I'm as thrilled as you are.
Fantastic. Jessica, we have to wrap it up there, but thank you very much and have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Oh, and to you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.